everybody. We are back at the ASUS ROG booth here at Computex. I am Peter Arulian. We are here again with Greg. Hopefully you're following along with us. We've already covered the laptops that the ASUS team has announced here at Computex, several of them. We've covered the monitors that they've released, inclusive of the AMD support, which is great to see for PC gaming. Now we are going to talk about motherboards, because there's some great new announcements that the ASUS team has made with motherboards. And when I saw what you're seeing behind me, I decided we should absolutely stop here, or start here, with Master Chief. It's got an ASUS motherboard inside. There's actually an extension bringing GPU here out. Effectively, Master Chief is holding his own guts, because that is how heroic he is. And it's running the monitor you see to my right there, showing the sort of mod build. We're excited to see this, both because of ASUS and because of Master Chief.
Yeah.
And it's the perfect leap point for the fact that ASUS motherboards are industry-leading, and they power so much of performance gaming. So we're going to go and we're going to look at a couple of releases that you made announcements for here at the show.
Yeah, brand new releases out at the show. I just want to mention that the guys at OzMods made this, and they're incredible modders. And the system is running. The reason that it's not a brand new board in here. This is the Maximus 9 Formula, but it's water cooled with the Strix GTX 1080. But,
that's right.
Incredible
system. Shout out to OzMod for the creativity here. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the boards that you've announced. Yeah.
So this is the Strix X299E Gaming, and the Strix line of motherboards they're now officially part of the ROG brand, but they're not really. The ROG brand is more for like overclocking and really pushing it to the limit, whereas this would be more of like a plug-and-play system. Now, don't get me wrong, you could still overclock this, and you could still have a lot of the features as the ROG, but if you just want a simple gaming motherboard where you can just pop in a graphics card, all your components, turn it on, and it's already optimized, ready to go, this would be a great board for you.
So for the do-it-yourselfer, or the someone who wants to upgrade, there's simplicity here in order to be able to do so.
Yeah, and this one is packed full of more gaming features. Like if you want to build like a showpiece gaming computer, it's got, I mean, as you can see, it's got the ROG, the RGB lighting.
Right.
Up here on the top, and then right here, they got the ROG logo with kind of a mirrored finish. But it also has the RGB headers in it built in. So we've got three on this one on the top, and then two on the bottom. So you can, just kind of RGB out your whole system.
Yeah.
And then also, this also has two M.2 slots. So M.2s, they can throttle back if they get too hot. So we've got this heatsink here that cools the motherboard here, or the chipset, but also this M.2 slot underneath. So this heatsink is functional for cooling the M.2. And then the other M.2 is up here. It's vertical, so the M.2 will come out like that. So it's got a lot of airflow around it, keep it nice and cool, keep it from throttling back. But with X299, you get, eight quad channel DIMM slots, up to 28 gigs of memory. This board has integrated Wi-Fi 802.11ac and Supreme FX audio. So it's a great all-around board for gamers, or pretty much for anyone. But as far as the design, it's kind of more of like the gamer design.
Did I hear you say price on this one? $299, or is that the model?
That's the model, X299.
You're gonna give this to me for $299? He's like,
I don't know. I'm not sure what the price is gonna be on these yet. I think they're still working that out.
Availability is at holiday.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. But so now this is a. Now I mentioned, the ROG is more for like extreme builders, and we've got the most extreme ROG motherboard over here. We want to take a look at.
Okay.
Now this is the ROG Rampage 6 Extreme. And some of the features that this has, this has a lot of features that a lot of other motherboards just don't have. This has Wi-Fi built in, 802.11ad, so that's 4.6 gigabits per second.
Wow.
I think it's about three times faster than 802.11ac, so that's really cool. It also has 10G Ethernet built in. And of course, it looks gorgeous too. It's got this heat shield on here with like this translucent design, so we've got the RGB lighting coming through. And this one has three zones of RGB lighting up here on the logo, and then down here.
And this I don't know if you can pick this up with the camera, but this color pulse is actually accentuating lines in this heat shield. It's really I mean, it's not all about looks,
yeah.
But in addition to the performance you're getting here, there's been thoughtfulness in how this actually shows up visually.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're going to have a car that performs like a Ferrari, it's got to look like a Ferrari, you know?
That's a good metaphor.
So, and also, this uses the ASUS SafeSlot technology. This is actually on all of our high-end motherboards. It was on the Strix board as well. But this is a reinforced PCIe X16 slot, so for those really heavy motherboards, you've got support for it. And actually, I don't know if it's around here. It is around here. This actually comes with, I don't know if you can grab that, it comes with a graphics card support. So this bolts in right where, right below your graphics card, and your graphics card sits on it. So if you got a really heavy GPU, like the, you know, ROG Poseidon 1080 Ti, that'll sit on it and eliminate card sag. So you see with some of the some builds with you know, big heavy cards, the card kind of does a little bit of an angle, just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not really dangerous, especially if you have the safe slot, but it doesn't look that great. So we've got that is included with the board to help give you a great looking setup.
Yeah.
And then one other thing I wanted to mention is the M.2 setup. So this actually has what we call a DIM.2, and I don't know if I can take it out of here, but this is where you mount the M.2 slot. So there's one on both sides there and here, and it's almost a DIM slot right here. So you can see it's got an extra DIM slot, and that's, we call it DIM.2. And that's for just mounting M.2 so we can just move it up and out of the way of all the other components. But you can also set these up on RAID if you're using the right drives and CPU.
So this is a product announcement. We should expect this in time for holiday 2017. Probably no pricing on this, but this is your sort of performance version.
Yeah, if you can look at like the X299 boards and the Maximus 5 Extreme or the Rampage Extreme from our previous generations, the price of those, this is going to be in that range.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that concludes our third video. Again, we covered monitors, we covered laptops, we covered motherboards. ASUS has made a huge impact at Computex here. Greg has been gracious enough to take us through all of the product announcements that they've had.
It's been fun.
I think we tell them that they can go to rog.asus.com for deeper information. And probably we'll be seeing you later on in the year at other trade shows where we'll talk more about...
Definitely. Hopefully we'll see you up in Seattle, your guys' home tier.
Yeah, we'll see you there at PAX and Gamescom. So for Peter O'Rullian here, it's been great talking to you, Greg. Thanks for joining us.